to the Dr. Pat Show. Talk radio to thrive by. Powerful, inspiring, and coming to you live, bringing you stories of people like you and me busting through and living life full out. Get ready to dare to wonder what your life would be like if you knew you could not fail. Yes, indeed, everyone. Welcome, welcome, welcome to the Dr. Pat Show. This is Talk Radio to Thrive By. And, you know, we have been telling you that about this show, especially the 2 hours that we've set aside for this conversation today, for quite some time. You know, we've talked about it in our newsletter, and you've heard me mention it on air. You know, the conversations today, for me, are probably some of the most important conversations I've ever had on air. And they're important because, you know, today we're inviting you to join us in a journey. And when I mean inviting you to join us, I'm inviting you to join us not only from the perspective of listening to the stories that will be shared today, the information that will be shared today, but I want to invite you to join in the conversation. And so for the next 2 hours, you might hear something that you want to call in and ask a question about. You might hear something where you're thinking, I really want to call in and say, wow, that is absolutely incredible. You might want to call in and just share your fears, your concerns, whatever that is. Or you might want to call in and ask, you know, my guest today a question and get their advice and their help. And so, you know, please take down the 800 number. It'll be used for both hours. The phone's actually ringing now. 1-800-930-2819. 1-800-930-2819. And the reason that I'm sharing this today is because I've learned so much from my own personal healing journey. And I've learned it from one of my very special guests today, Dr. Nusheen Darvish. But I've also learned it from just this incredible individual that's joining us here today, Rich Henry. And he's joining us because we are sharing a story about optimal health. You know, we're sharing a story about how we come from what conventional medicine would call a diagnosis, how we move from that place of fear and trepidation to that place of joy, hope, and ultimately healing. And so many of us have, you know, been aware of the situation with Ted Kennedy and, you know, his brain tumor and what's happening there. You're going to hear a story that will take you into the depth of what it means to be diagnosed with something as absolutely, you know, painful, both body, mind, and spirit. But more importantly, what it means to be in front of a room full of doctors that pretty much are telling you, you know, we're just not sure what we're going to do here. And although we don't hear about that right now with Ted Kennedy, because you're not hearing very much at all, we're going to give you the inside story. And so today, I want to introduce you to, many of you already know Dr. Darvish, but for those of you that don't, I want to make sure that I mention who she is, you know, from what's on her resume, but more importantly, you'll hear about who she is today. And about a gentleman that I've known for quite some time, Rich Henry, you know, joining us here today. We've called these 2 hours the journey toward optimum health. And I want to make sure everyone out there knows that you are invited to take this journey with us. And so write down that 1-800 number, 1-800-930-2819. And also take down this email address, because I know many of you are at work and you cannot use that work phone to call in, but you can sneak in an email from your Yahoo or your Google account. And so if you have a question, if you want to say something, and you cannot call in to do that, send us an email at info@thedrpatshow.com. That's I-N-F-O at the, T-H-E-D-R, patshow.com. And we will take your questions. Let me start off by introducing you to Dr. Nusheen Darvish. And the reason that I want to do this is, and you know, she and I are going to do another show about my personal journey with her. But, you know, the bottom line is that, you know, you come across and you meet someone in your life and you wonder, what the heck am I doing meeting this person? You know, this is so far from who I am and what I know. And why is it that the universe has kind of put me in front of this person? Well, I'll tell you why. It's because we get to places in our lives where we get in front of the people that can help us at that moment, whatever that is. That's who Dr. Darvish is for me. And so when I want to introduce you to her as the medical director and founder of Holistic Medical Center. She's Washington State Board licensed in naturopathic medicine. She specializes in integration of Western and Eastern medicine and uses what is called the body-mind-spirit paradigm. Women's health, allergies, people come from all over the globe to work with her, especially people that have cancer. But more importantly, she has set a new bar for preventative medicine and healing. And so Dr. Darvish is joining us part of the conversation because she's part of the journey. And so I want to introduce you now to Rich Henry, somebody that I've known for quite some time. He has a very interesting story, you know, founder and president of Unified Field Associates. It's a consulting firm. And more importantly, he is someone that I have known that has taken right action in the world to change the global landscape of who we are and what we do. And today he's going to share a very personal story. And I cannot say this enough to you. You are part of this conversation. We want to hear from you, whether it's a comment, whether it's a question, whatever that is. Please don't hesitate to call us. If there's something that you hear at any point in time in the next 2 hours, these phone lines are open for you. 1-800-930-2819. Rich, Dr. Darvish, thank you so much for joining us here today.
Thank you, Pat. It's really a pleasure to be here. And, you know, you're talking about some people come into your life and you wonder why they're here. I feel exactly the same for you as I do for Rich. So thank you.
Yes. And, you know, it's hard to know in the moment why it is. And so I've eliminated the word why from my vocabulary. I think it is probably one of the most useless words that I've ever picked up. The question is what? And Rich, you have a lot to say about the what, don't you?
Indeed I do. So my story took a major change about 2 years ago. I was living a very busy, full life, as most modern lives are. And in July of 2006, I had a conference in Chicago, a business conference, and as I was at the conference, I began to notice the slightest little shift in my perception. It was almost as if I was in a little bit of a dream. And this is was sort of unsettling, and it persisted for a while. But again, it was very, very subtle. I was just not able to keep track of directions, for example, where north was. So when I got back home from the conference, as I mentioned, it was very subtle. But I listened to my intuition, and I made an appointment with the doctor. Very unlike me, I usually don't go to the doctor unless the arm is falling off.
Yeah, I know that story.
Yes. But I listened to my intuition, and so I made an appointment, and I saw the doctor. He did some tests on me and said, there's nothing wrong with you. But I guess he was following his intuition and said, but let's be thorough, let's do an MRI. So I had the MRI, first time in my life, and it was a very intriguing experience because, again, I didn't expect it to show anything up. So I had an appointment with the doctor on Wednesday to read the MRI after the MRI on Monday. And the night before, I was feeling all my even subtle symptoms had gone. And I called the doctor and said, you know, there's no reason for me to come in, is there? And he said, yeah, there's a reason for you to come in and bring your wife. So So that was the beginning of this this journey. That was a very hard night waiting for the chance to get to the doctor the next day. But it would have been even harder if we'd known then what we were going to hear. So the doctor, great doctor, comes in and says, I have very hard news for you. You have a brain tumor.
Mm.
And I immediately kind of went numb. And so he was explaining. He had the MRI photos. I wasn't hearing any of it. And then all of a sudden it came to me, you know, this is serious. You better start paying attention. And so I tuned back in, and I heard his words saying, put your affairs in order. That was the beginning of quite a roller coaster ride, very sudden change.
And, you know, I mentioned, Rich, earlier that, and you mentioned this to me, that you had noticed that Ted Kennedy has a very similar...
Yes.
Yeah.
Yes, it's exactly the same diagnosis.
Well, and let me just be clear about what that is, because I know this is really hard for you. When you go and you Google, if you go on and you, like, actually Google Ted Kennedy and tumor, what you find is, let me just read the language. I hate doing this, but this I want to put this in perspective. You know, when you go on, you look at this. You know, you hear words like malignant. You hear words like terminal. You hear words like catastrophical. I mean, this is the stuff that is, you know, that's being talked about. I just want to give everybody the sense of this. Then you talk about, you know, his condition is weakened by age, because that's a factor. You hear the word cancer over and over and over again. And so, you know, part of this conversation with you, when somebody says, you know, I don't have really good news for you here, Rich, I mean, it's really not good news.
Oh, it was worse than that. I mean, essentially, they said there was no way I would survive this, and I would be beating very long odds to make it a year. And that year, if I had a year, was going to be full of pain and trouble.
Mm-hmm. So basically, you know, they were telling you, time's up.
That's right.
Mm. What'd you think of that?
Well, it was a... What can I say? I mean, it was a roller coaster. It was up and down, and who do I believe, and how do I discover, look for some second opinions, and what are the possibilities? And what's really been quite amazing, I mean, part of the journey is the openness, I guess, with which we face this. It was almost like an acceptance, but not giving into it.
Yeah. You know, I love what we're talking about. We're going to take a short break. And when we return, you're going to find out from Rich what he decided to do. You know, we're talking about the journey towards optimum health. I mean, one could also call this from malignant to magnificent, because that's what this is also about. And as I said before, comments, questions, whatever they are, feel free to give us a call. We're going to take a short break and return with, what did Rich actually do? How did he figure it out? I mean, what voice did he hear? We'll be right back with the Dr. Pat Show, Dr. Nusheen Darvish, and Rich Henry joining us here today, the journey towards optimal health.
Wasting time. I left my home in Georgia.
There's a secret that we want you to know, a secret so closely guarded that the medical community spends billions of dollars each year to make sure you don't know what it is. Here it is. Your health isn't determined by how many prescription drugs you take. It's determined by you. You already possess everything you need to be completely healthy. On Saturday, August 9th, there will be an experience that will put you in the driver's seat. A one-day training that will arm you with the power to be your best every day. Be Your Best is an intense, information-packed, fun-filled, one-day event focused on giving you the tools to dramatically improve your health and your life. Don't miss this amazing experience. $29 will get you in the door, and the information you receive will get you the life you deserve. Call 800-443-443. BEST. That's 800-443-BEST to register for Be Your Best in Seattle on August 9th. Or visit bestlifetraining.com for more information.
Susan Kabalik, international speaker and author from the Center for Effective Learning, has created a character education program designed for teachers and parents. The Lifelong Guidelines and Life Skills provide the language and tools to guide children and teens into becoming caring and responsible citizens. To learn more about this dynamic and life-changing program, call 253-815-8800 or visit thecenterforlearning.com. That's the center, the number four, learning.com.
From a place of special energy, the Sedona tools are specially crafted to work with the disruptive emotional energies of traumatic experience. You can release and resolve the past, move gracefully through the present, and attract the future you wish with power that's already yours. Your intent and creative visualization. Now work with the right tools. Visit TheSedonaTools.com.
Are you suffering from chronic pain and fatigue? Are you tired of taking medications? There are solutions that are completely natural and effective. The key is to identify the root of the problem and allow your body, mind, and spirit to do the healing. At Holistic Medical Center, Dr. Darvish and her staff do just that. Treat you as an individual. Find the root cause of your symptoms and stimulate your innate healing. Call Holistic Medical Center at 425-451-0404 or visit drdarvish.com. That's drdarvish.com.
People want three things when they build and plan for retirement. The most amount of money for the longest amount of time with the least amount of risk. Now, I'm sure you currently have a 401k or an IRA of some kind. However, there are five things that can wipe out your current retirement plan, like disability, market loss, taxes, litigation, and premature death. Call today to find out how our retirement plan is protected from these five financial storms. And remember, retirement planning should come with a peace of mind, not uncertainty. So call 888-252-3083 or visit debtfreemca.com.
Independent programs, independent voices, independent ideas. Alternative Talk, 1150 AM.
If anybody knows about seeing the obstacles in his way, it is my guest today, Rich Henry. And, you know, Dr. Nusheen Darvish, they have created this journey together. You know, this is a story that not only opened up my heart, but for so many people out there, I hope that it also gives you hope. Rich, thank you for joining us here today. You know, before the break, I mentioned, you know, from malignant to magnificent. And I'm in my heart, I'm hoping that somehow Ted Kennedy, gets the wisdom, the knowledge, and maybe we have to send him a copy of this show so that he knows that there's a direction to go in. But, you know, tell us, for me, I'm interested in how you went from hearing those words to making a decision about the direction you wanted to go.
Well, yes. So it began with a lot of soul searching and a lot of roller coaster up and down. But quite quickly, listening to sort of my inner voice, I came to the conclusion that I didn't have a choice as to whether to have this tumor or not. But I had total choice as to how I was going to respond to it. And so choice is a huge theme, I think, in my story. And I chose, first off, I've got to say that Ruth Ann, my wife, has been there right along. It's our story of healing. And it's just been wonderful. And many others, and I'll even mention some of them a little bit later. So choosing the attitude, choosing how we were going to respond to this, we had the faith that somehow that this was for us. For me, not against me. And that was challenging because it certainly didn't look that way, but that was a choice to be open to that possibility. And indeed, that's the way that's unfolded. It's just been a huge blessing in our lives. So I have this diagnosis, and the medical story proceeds fairly quickly.
I bet. Yeah.
Yes. The they made an immediate appointment for an MRI and or after the MRI and set me up with the surgeon. And I had a brilliant surgeon that was very helpful. And when I first met with the surgeon, he was telling me, first off, he brought in again the MRI films and wanted to go into great detail. And I stopped him and said, I don't want to know all of these details unless they impinge on a decision I need to make. And so that was our first choice, was to limit our kind of falling into the negativity and the possible worst case scenario. And the surgeon honored me. That was great. He said, yes, okay. And so, and then he told me, we have you scheduled for surgery tomorrow morning, a mere 12 hours away. And I said, well, wait a minute. I'm not ready. I need at least a couple of days. We knew it was going to happen quickly, but I wasn't expecting it to happen
wow.
just that fast. So, but again, with this kind of thing, every day matters, or every hour matters. So I said, I can't do it tomorrow. And he looked at me like I was crazy.
I bet.
And said, well, okay, let me check the schedule. And he came back in and said, we can do it next Tuesday. And I had 6 days. And we made the most of those 6 days. We had family and fun and friends and just fully engaged in life. Mm-hmm.
What were the chances that he gave you? I mean, you know, mm-hmm. doing surgery, I mean, there's another conversation that goes around this. I mean, anybody right. that's ever watched, you know, medical TV, whatever that is,
yes.
you know, there the words come out, you know, you're going to go in, we're going to do this. As a matter of fact, I don't know if you've been following Grey's Anatomy, or at least Grey's Anatomy last season, you know, because one of the things they focused on was this experimental approach to tumors.
Mm-hmm,
and
mm-hmm.
so what they showed was to millions and millions of people how unsuccessful they've been.
Mm-hmm.
So I can only imagine what the conversation was for you, Rich.
Yeah, they gave me no hope. They said, you know, we're going to do all these things, but at best it'll buy you a few months.
Mm, okay.
So
that's the real deal, according to them. All right.
Yeah, that was their story. And already I began to create my own story. And there's a song out by a brain tumor survivor. It has a line in it where he says, even if the odds are 1 in 500, someone's going to be the one.
Mm.
And I kind of latched onto that. I grabbed onto that. And that was one of my themes. Is that that this is not impossible. In fact, if it's possible for one person, it's possible for a lot of people.
Mm-hmm.
And that was one approach that we held close every day, was that I'm going to be a survivor. I'm going to overcome and use this as a powerful blessing and lesson.
Mm.
So the surgery happened. It was very quick, and then the recovery was also fast. I mean, I was only in the hospital 2.5 days. One of my friends referred to it as outpatient brain surgery.
Yeah, it's kind of an interesting approach.
Yeah. And that's part of the amazing technology that we have, that they could do such great things so quickly, and the healing could begin. And yet, there was little offered after that technological intervention.
No, they did their job.
Yes.
That was it. That's
yes.
the end.
Yes. So, although, again, the treatment then began, and that was mm-hmm. 7 weeks of radiation and mm-hmm. a year and a half of chemotherapy.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
One of the great blessings in my journey here is we knew, again, one of our choices was that we wanted to be open and receptive to alternatives, even though that's not the story we're getting from the medical doctors. And then through Grace, we discovered Dr. Darvish.
Mm-hmm.
We kind of put out the call for the need, and through synchronistic ways, we got Dr. Darvish's name. And I was able to actually have my first appointment with her just before we started my radiation and chemotherapy. And I've got to say, I had a much, much easier time of this than the doctors told me it was going to be. And I certainly credit Dr. Darvish for a big part of that.
What did you, Dr. Darvish, I want to ask you a question. You know, here comes this guy into your office with this story, with this diagnosis. You know, and I know that this is probably an unfair question. What was your immediate response?
You know, Pat, Rich and Ruthann came into my office that day, and I saw Rich full of confidence within him, and that he was going to fight this thing.
Mm-hmm.
And Ruthann had a lot of fear, lots and lots of fear. And I knew that Rich was trying to overcome or stabilize and overcome Ruthann's fear for her as well as for himself.
Right, right.
And so I looked at them both, and I don't know exactly what I said, but I think the image or the story I gave back to them was that, yes, you are going to fight this and you're going to be well.
Mm-hmm.
Yes,
and
yes.
That you should not fear. There needs to be no fear. This is going to be fine.
Mm.
And it wasn't a false hope that I was giving them. It was an intuitive hope that I was giving them. I knew that they were going to be fine.
Mm.
Wow. That's a great way to put it. It was not a false hope. It was an intuitive hope. And we felt that immediately. So again, that's part of our healing, the blessing, healing blessing that we've received with Dr. Darvish. And hope was pretty few and far between from what we were hearing from the allopathic doctors.
Yeah, and pretty much I can imagine the circle of friends you had. I mean, you know, sometimes we don't really remember or, you know, put into place the fact that there is a ripple effect. You know, for you, you know, your presence in the community, there's a ripple effect in the community. And I could see how both of you were not only part of that, but affected by part of that. But what Dr. Darvish does is she comes in, she's the neutralizer. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
She's the one that's going to come in and going to be right in the middle of all of that and hold close to the truth. And that's what we're talking about today on the Dr. Pat Show. I'm so thrilled to have Dr. Nusheen Darvish joining us here today, Rich Henry. And when we return, the journey continues. I want to invite you all, if you've got comments, if you've got questions, to give us a call, 1-800-930-2819. If you do not want to come on air, make sure you give Mike your question and he'll bring it on air. Or you could send me an email at info@thedrpatshow.com. The journey continues. This first hour with Rich and Dr. Darvish. The second hour with Dr. Darvish, the journey of optimal health. We'll be right back with the Dr. Pat Show.
I remember how we made our way, a little patience, the time we prayed.
Want to change your life in as little as 60 days guaranteed? And do you want to save money while doing it? Join the thousands of people who have already experienced the Phenomenal Memory online course that'll change your life, guaranteed. Having a phenomenal memory is not a gift, it is a skill. A skill that you can master in as little as 60 days. Just imagine how your life would change if you suddenly had the ability to memorize entire books. Listeners of the Dr. Pat Show save $75 on the e-course. So visit pmemory.net and download The Secrets of a Phenomenal Memory ebook and find out more about this special offer. That's pmemory.net, and that's a P as in phenomenal. pmemory.net.
Stay informed. Sign up for the Dr. Pat Show weekly newsletter to find out about giveaways, extraordinary interviews, workshops, special events, and more. Go to thedrpatshow.com to sign up for the newsletter now.
Hi, this is Glenn Brooks from the Vibrant Living Radio Network. From terminal abnormalities to abundant realities, how do we craft and design more abundance in our lives? And how do we allow for more possibilities? Join me and my international team of contributors. Please join me in this exploration and become part of the Vibrant Living Family, Monday through Friday, 9 a.m. to 10 a.m., right here on Seattle's Alternative Talk, AM 1150, KKNW. Your life's precious, enjoy it. Find the tools and resources and discover a new way of axing those.
Each one of us experiences a time in our lives when our health has become upset or challenged. Tim Ticehurst is an accomplished homeopath who provides compassionate help for his clients who are looking to return to balance. The remedies Tim recommends are completely safe and non-toxic and can work in tandem with prescription medications. Visit homeopathyseattle.com or call Tim at 1-800-219-1526 for a free consultation to see if homeopathy may be right for you.
Tune in your radio to hear Carrie O'Connor, master visionary, medium, and clairvoyant, as she uses her amazing psychic gifts to help you step into your divine power and begin to create the life of your dreams. Carrie will read your unique energy field, connecting you with the treasures of your soul, your passions, and your true life purpose. Don't miss Carrie's weekly astounding and energetic predictions. Fasten your seatbelt as you take a wild ride with Carrie O'Connor. Mondays at 11 a.m. Pacific. Listen live at thedrpatshow.com.
There's nothing else like it on the dial. Alternative Talk, 1150 a.m.
Gotta cool this anger. What a mess we made so long ago. You were my love, oh my.
Yes, indeed. Welcome back to the Dr. Pat Show. Talk radio to thrive by and 1-800-930-2819. 1-800-930-2819. That's the number for you to call in, comment, question. We have opened this up for the entire 2 hours. This is not just about us. It is about you. It's answering your questions. It doesn't matter where you are in your healing process. Whatever it is that you've been diagnosed with, this show is to address your issues, your concerns, and get some support. One of the emails that I received from Joe, thank you, Joe. Send me an email. Tell me where you're emailing me from. And he's asking the question we just talked about from break. And, you know, his email is, well, it sounds like Rich, you know, had a successful surgery. So, you know, I mean, the assumption is that you went through surgery and you're okay. But that's not what they said to you. Let's just be really clear about what the surgery was to do, what the goal of that was.
Right. The goal of the surgery was to essentially reduce the size of the tumor so that I would have a few more months. They told me the surgery was a complete success and you're going to die. So, and soon. So get used to it. So that was tough. That was very tough. And I think one of the reasons that I have such gratitude for Dr. Darvish is that she was a space of hope in the midst of no hope.
Mm.
And that's kind of what she does with her entire practice. When you walk into her space, it's a hopeful, positive space.
So we did the surgery. We obviously cut something out, but you're still going to die.
Well, that's right. The this particular...
I just want to get clear on this.
Yeah.
I mean, you know, because the email, you know, the perception that, you know, that I think it was Joe got was that surgery was good. Now you're off to chemo, because that's kind of the way it gets presented. But, you know, you pretty much were, you know, had the surgery so that you could live a little bit longer. But ultimately, the diagnosis was you're not going to live, Rich.
That's right. The glioblastoma, the kind of brain tumor that I had and that Senator Kennedy has, has got some pretty daunting statistics.
Okay.
It's a very fast-growing tumor.
Mm-hmm.
So
that's why they
the average age of survival is usually 9 months, less than a year.
Yeah.
So they do what's called debulking surgery, and this what they did with Rich was to reduce the size of it so that he can have some normal function and you know, not become paralyzed very quickly and all of that. So it is kind of a preventative surgery in their eyes, but or a slowing down surgery in the eyes of the medical field.
Okay. All right, so here you are. Now you've got that information, but somehow you found Dr. Darvish. And what did you expect from Darvish? I just want to ask you. I mean, Dr. Darvish.
That is a good question.
What did you ask him? What did you? I mean, I know you heard some really cool things. So I'm just curious about. Okay, I'm going to dial Dr. Darvish. What do I expect from her?
I didn't know what to expect.
Oh, okay.
I had no experience with naturopaths.
Oh, ever. Oh, okay. This was a virgin experience for you.
That's right.
Okay.
But again, it was part of our openness to multiple modes.
Mm.
And in fact, even though the allopathic doctors, they did their part extremely well, but they saw no value in anything else. So I was happy to take what they could offer me and then integrate it myself. And again, our choice, our approach was to be open to multiple modes. So it was a powerful learning there. I want to talk a little bit about hope, because again, the what I was getting from the allopathic doctors was no hope, and what I was getting from Dr. Darvish was reason for hope.
Okay.
And then a wonderful event happened. We discovered the Duke Brain Tumor Center at Duke University, which is probably the leading research and cutting-edge treatment center in the world. And again, kind of led there through serendipity or synchronicity or just our blessing. My sister-in-law, Nancy, and her husband, Charlie, were just huge, huge angels in this process. And they discovered this for me. We were sort of in a place where we couldn't be doing our research because it was just too depressing. And so by asking others to help with that, it was a very powerful thing. And so Nancy found Duke for us. And when we went back there, the motto at Duke is, at Duke there is hope.
Mm.
And they deal with 2,000 brain tumor patients a year. And again, the statistics are still daunting. But just that refreshing approach where the entire staff, the entire place exudes this hopefulness, this possibility of hope. That was a really big breakthrough.
Well, you know, it feels like, I would imagine it feels like you're not alone.
That's a great, yeah, that's exactly right.
Mm-hmm.
Thank you for for making it even more clear for me.
Yeah, because, you know, I know what it's like to be in front of a doctor or a table of doctors and be hearing that story. And then connecting with Dr. Darvish, that's the first indication that you're not alone.
Yes.
Second indication that, you know, this is a woman that knows how to get results beyond anything that most doctors would pretty much look at.
Yes.
And then, you know, how serendipitously, we find the Duke Center. But not really. I mean, you know, you created the opening, Rich.
That's right.
You created the opening, and the opening that you created was that you were going to believe something different. You set a different intention.
That's right.
Mm-hmm.
You know, Pat, Rich and Ruthann both took responsibility for their health. They were not passive patients. They were very active patients, and that is one of the biggest keys to success in healing, is being active in your journey for healing and wanting to be cured in whatever level it is, whether it is at a physical level or a mental level, emotional, spiritual, whatever level it is that want and responsibility that one takes to help oneself and not leaving it up to somebody else to do it. And so they decide they weren't going to let the Western conventional medical community be the lead on this, that they were going to lead this, and they were also going to have trust and faith. And that was the biggest thing that I saw within them, was the faith and the trust that they had in God.
Mm-hmm.
And that, whatever is meant to be is going to be, but I'm going to make the best of it in this world and do whatever I can, just in case the best thing is for me to stay here for a few years longer. Yes. Yeah. You know? And so they put out all their antennas out there, you know, looking for people and places and physicians or whatever to help them through this process. And that intention, as you're talking about, was there, and that faith was there, and it did come through.
Mm-hmm.
It really came through, and I saw it every moment. Every time they came in, they would come in two or three times a week for various treatments at the clinic, and always a smile on his face. Always. Not a single time did I see him without a smile. Always glowing eyes, shining eyes. And you knew that his spirit is connecting with something much more superior than any physician could say and do on this physical material world. And you know, that's one thing I think we need to talk about a little bit more is is that as physicians, if we have fear, we have fear of the outcome, that, in medical school, they've put that fear in us. If you are diagnosed with glioblastoma, the rate of survival is 9 months and the patient's going to die before a year. This is engraved to you from day one of medical school. And it's basically you're lost in that. It's hard to pull out of that unless you have some faith and some spiritual practices that will pull you out of that space into a realm that is connecting with the higher intellect, with the higher spiritual powers, where it allows you to see that it's not the statistics that really matter. It's in one person at a time. It's individual to individual. It's case by case. And so as a physician, if you can overcome the fears that have been engraved to you from day one of medical school, and then it continues as the whole community kind of pushes that onto you, if you can overcome that, then you're able to reflect that onto the patient. But if you're not, then that fear also gets reflected onto the patient. And it's not intentional fear. It's just something that is part of you as a physician comes out. And so when these two walked into that room, I saw that glow in their eyes and that willingness to have trust and faith. It gave me more encouragement, more faith mm-hmm. that I could tap into. So it's not just, it's not just a one-way road where I am just saying, oh, you're going to be hopeful, you're going to be cured of this. It is really for me to connect in with them and them connecting with me and having this beautiful, unified entity of energy that goes back and forth in communication at various levels that helps the healing happen. And I was telling both of you earlier today that as the healing, I always say, as the healing of my patients happen, the more they heal, the more I heal, the more I'm able to overcome those fears and help them heal. So it's a very much of a reciprocal situation, and it's a blessing for me to be in that realm, especially with somebody with Rich and you yourself, Pat, where you come in and you give me the same thing. So it is an awesome experience for me as a physician on this end, and I hope it is for people like Rich and you that come in too.
Well, and and this is part of the journey. This is why Rich Henry is sharing the story along with Dr. Darvish, because, this doesn't get talked about very much. The conversation we're having today, the journey toward optimum health, where, this first hour is, about the emotion. It's about what each of our responsibilities are. It's about understanding that there are resources beyond our imagination. And so when we return, we'll be talking with Rich about what his healing journey ultimately ended up to be. Where is Rich today? Is it hope? Is it help? Or is it just all part of the truth? Stay tuned. We'll be right back with the show.
Are you one of the millions of overweight people who haven't succeeded on low-fat or low-calorie diets? They're too hard, aren't they? To be successful, you have to change your mind about dieting. Get the sugar out, put fat back in, eat yourself thin. I'm Karen Bentley. My sugar-free miracle diet makes weight loss easy, inevitable, sustainable. Go to sugarfreemiracle.com. That's sugarfreemiracle.com. This is the solution you've been looking for.
Do you or a loved one have chronic pain? ABC Health Solutions introduces Ferroblock, a fabric that relieves chronic pain with no side effects. Ferroblock's unique construction of micro-thin stainless steel and nylon interrupts EMFs, or high-frequency waves, from damaging our cells, causing inflammation and pain. Call 253-631-8270 or visit abchealthsolutions.biz to see a short video regarding Ferroblock. That's abchealthsolutions.biz.
Music, the stuff of creation.
What a powerful tool for healing, inspiring, and connecting us to Source.
And to each other. We'll talk about it. We'll play it.
We'll have a lively discussion with guests who are doing it.
So join us Monday and Wednesdays at 7 p.m.
Saturday mornings at 11.
Tune in to Living Music Radio on KKNW 1150 AM or livingmusicradio.com.
Are you starting a new business, signing a contract, or launching a new website or business product? Certified business and personal astrologer Madeline Gerwick uses good timing to give you the ideal time to start your new business venture. Visit PolarisBusinessGuides.com or call 877-524-8300. Attain higher business success and better return on resources with good timing. Visit PolarisBusinessGuides.com.
Are you the owner or manager of a struggling small business? Do you feel alone in your battles? The Small Biz Sherpa can help. Do you want to increase sales or decrease costs? Do you wish your employees were more motivated or cared as much as you do about the bottom line? Call the Small Biz Sherpa. Learn how you can change your company's fortunes by involving and engaging your staff. Create bonus and incentive programs that pay your people more while improving your bottom line. The Small Biz Sherpa has done it himself, and now he'll show you how to do it too. Visit smallbizsherpa.com or call 206-505-9752. That's smallbizsherpa.com. smallbizsherpa.com.
Be sure and sign up for the Dr. Pat Show newsletter so you can find out about the latest guests, events, promotions, and giveaways. Visit the drpatshow.com and register now.
Don't forget, this is Alternative Talk, 1150 AM.
Welcome back, everyone. Welcome back to the Dr. Pat Show, Talk Radio to Thrive By. I'm joined today by Dr. Nusheen Darvish and Rich Henry. This is the journey of optimal health, and we're talking about this on the Dr. Pat Show because this is the untold story. The next hour, we're going to continue the story, continue the dialogue with Dr. Darvish, and get more into the details of what optimal health means, what each and every one of us can do, and, you know, how to turn malignant into magnificent in more ways than one. You know, Rich, as you know, as we continue the journey, obviously you're sitting here talking with us, but I'm sure that what's on the minds of everyone out there is, well, how long is Rich going to be sitting here talking with us? And so I wanted to ask you, as you began your treatment, both with Dr. Darvish and, you know, radiation chemotherapy, I mean, you know, how did you actually survive that treatment? That's... people don't really hear what the story is about radiation and chemotherapy. And, you know, for many folks, and including yourself, there's a part of that that, you have to be grateful for. But there's also a part of that that you've learned through Dr. Darvish, that it doesn't have to be the way that most people experience it.
Yes, that's absolutely right. Again, the allopathic doctors told me what kind of side effects I'd have. They'd said, I'd be not able to get out of bed sometimes, a lot of pain, all those kinds of things. None of those things happened. Mm. They said I would probably lose my hair permanently. That didn't happen. So, again, it's...
Wow, they fired you up, dude. They must have... I don't know what they put in there.
Well, as Dr. Darvish was talking about fear, I think that that's exactly right, that they haven't come to grips with their own fear, perhaps. So, it's... and the role of kind of expectations, you know, that we often get what we expect. And so it behooves us to expect the best. And we worked diligently at expecting the best and visualizing that, doing a lot of guided imagery, doing a lot of meditation, a lot of prayer, all those kinds of things. We invited our communities to hold that vision with us. So, in fact... our communities, I'm at Unity of Woodinville, I'm the president of the board there, and that community was just absolutely wonderful. So, for example, I walked in Sunday after my surgery, that's probably a bit of a miracle right there, and the entire congregation were wearing do-rags to cover up, you know, because I was wearing hats and do-rags to hide my scars. So that role of the community and the role of how each of us contributes to this field of healing. So as we've said before, you know, when any one of us heals, it contributes to the field of healing. It makes it easier for all of us to heal.
Well, one of the things that I know is that, you know, your next steps, your movement, your conversations with Dr. Darvish ended up in a result. And, you know, what kind of treatments did you do with Dr. Darvish? I'm just curious. I know we know what radiation and chemotherapy is, but I just wanted to know, you know, I've shared some of the things that I've experienced with Dr. Darvish. But, and, you know, what were some of the things that you did and how did you feel afterwards?
We did a lot of things. Mm-hmm. So,
did you do the OnDemand?
We did OnDemand.
I love OnDemand.
Yeah, it was very, very helpful. A lot of supplements, a lot of green juice, organic nutrition. I guess the biggest changes were in nutrition.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. But that was just one of many things with her guidance. We did things that I never would have guessed I would be doing.
Okay. Can you give me an example? I know I have a few, but I'm just curious. I'm just curious if she upped her game a little bit.
Well, I've got to go back to Dr. Darvish's idea of presence.
Yes.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. I think that ultimately is the greatest piece of it, mm-hmm. although all of these other pieces contribute as well. But that presence, and I would have to say love,
yeah.
you know, that exuding, sharing that love, open-heartedness, is one of the huge parts of the healing. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, she meets you where you are in that day. It's not about yesterday.
Yes.
You know, it's not about what we did yesterday. I don't think we ever talked about what we did in a previous, I don't know.
Yeah,
appointment. It's always about where are you today and how can we make where you are today better. That's what I love about this. I wanted to ask you, you know, as we look at where you are today, Rich.
Yes.
Where are you today?
I'm in a very good place. I'm more full of life than I have ever been. And I had a battery of tests in January at Duke. And the outcome was that I am completely cancer free. Mm. It's over.
Wow.
And just as, you know, as my doctor back there, was giving me those results, and she was just lit up, of course. It was really nice, to see her connection to this whole story as well. That as she was giving me these results, I said, so, you know, I've beat kind of long odds. And she says, yes, that's true. And she says, but we expected you to. We expect every patient here to beat the odds.
Mm.
And so, again, that's just the kind of setting the intention and the bar and the way it's going to unfold.
But, Rich, you know, with that is that you accepted that intention as well. And that expectation, you know, you felt it and you expected it. If you hadn't accepted that intention, then you wouldn't be here today.
Yes, I believe that. Yes.
So, you know, I want to again give all the credit back to you and Ruth Ann. And I've got to mention this lovely wife of yours.
Yeah, she kind of sets the background here.
She is a rock behind everything that you do. You know, she, I remember one of the first visits we had, I was talking to you about diet, and I said the first thing you need to get off of is sugar, because sugar feeds those cancer cells. And so I know she was rock hard standing behind you, supporting you, making sure that sugar is eliminated from your diet and making sure you're taking your supplements and coming in for your treatments and so forth and being there every, you know, I don't think you came in one time without her being there.
Yes.
And so that really, again, going back to the sense of community and the family is really, really important. A lot of times when patients, especially patients with any kind of tumors and cancers, they have a family who is not supportive or who is not right there with you, that the outcome is not as great. And when you do have support from the family, from your spouse, And she is right there with you, supporting you every single moment and giving you that hope through that channel, then then the results are awesome.
Yeah.
They're absolutely incredible.
There's no question about it because, you know, without Ruth Ann's support and, vigilance, so to speak, I don't know that we'd be having this conversation because it would be one more thing for Rich to have to work through, deal with, or work against. And so, you know, part of the conversation is the mutual or the collective belief. The collective belief. You know,
yes,
everybody's on the same page here.
Yes.
And, you know, you must be jumping out of your seat. I don't know, Ruth, we got to get you in the hot seat here next time. Because, you know, for you to be sitting here, Rich, in such a short period of time to announce that you are cancer-free, I hope you take this story out to the world. I really hope, Rich, that you take this story out to the world. Because there are so many people that, whether you have a malignant tumor or some other diagnosis, that have pretty much given up.
Yes. Well, I've made a start at that. We've created a blog where we've collected a lot of this story in greater detail, and I'll give that URL. It's mystoryourstory.blogspot.com.
And, you know, by the way, we'll put that up on our homepage so that people have that connection. Dr. Darvish, let's give out your website. I know we're going to talk with you for quite a bit in the next hour about the details of this. What was it that you truly do or did with Rich? What are some of the details of what everyone listening to the show can learn? We're going to talk about that in the next hour, but let's give out your website.
It's www.drdarvish, which is D-R-D-A-R-V as in Victor, I-S-H, .com. And our phone number at the office is 425-451-0404. We're located about half a block from Overlake Hospital.
All right, everyone. I want to thank you both for joining us here today. You know, thank you, Rich, for sharing a very personal story, a story of hope, but also a story of action. And as we say, get out of the gate in 2008, you could write the book on that.
Been my great pleasure.
Thank you both. Stay tuned on Touch That Dial when we come back. Dr. Nooshin Darvish, we're going to be breaking this down. What the heck does optimal health mean anyway? And what can you do right now today? We're going to take your questions. We've got stuff to give away right here on the Dr. Pat Show. We'll be right back.